This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The program. I'm Lori Rubinson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 888-808-1019. Producing tonight, Mr. Connor Green, updates with Peter Schwartz. I'll be with you for the next 4 hours. I've got some great guests for you. Dave Lennon from Newsday on the Mets and Yankees, and then some Giants and Jets guests for you as well. Ryan Dunleavy on the Giants, Michael Nania on the Jets. So all that coming up later in the program. We are starting off, though, with Sports Therapy, New York Baseball Edition. Phone lines are open, or you can hit me up on Twitter at L. Rubinson on X. I am here for you, and we're going to get into the football because the state of New York baseball is so pathetic, so sad and aggravating and throw your remote at the TV inducing. Afraid you're going to break your laptop watching. Like, that's the sorry state of New York baseball. It is so bad that one preseason game, a meaningless, seemingly, usually meaningless preseason game from each of two New York football teams that have been dreadful for the better part of the last 10 to 15 years. Two teams that won a combined 7 games last season, the Giants and Jets. And yet, I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to football because we have a baseball team that went to the World Series last year here in New York. We have another baseball team that went to the NLCS, the National League Championship Series, just last season. OMG, a magical season. Great vibes. And both of these teams, earlier in this season, seemed like teams that would win their division. Teams that we thought for sure would make the postseason. And yet, here we find ourselves with the Yankees hanging on by a thread, hanging on to that last wild card spot by half a game over the Cleveland Guardians. And the Mets, hanging on to that last wild card spot by a game and a half over the Cincinnati Reds. Now, could both teams still make the postseason? Could they? Sure. Is this rock bottom, therefore? No. I would say this is horrific today. I'm going to talk about in a moment who I blame for all of this. But is this really rock bottom? Rock bottom will be when both of these teams are out of the playoff picture. That will be rock bottom. And we may end up with a season that started with so much promise and hopes. Shame on us, silly us, thinking these teams had a chance to maybe repeat last year's success and maybe even get a little better, win a World Series. Well, that was stupid. Here we are, and will they even make the playoffs? Will they be in the postseason? 888-808-1019. How you feeling, Yankee fans? How you feeling, Mets fans? Time for some sports therapy. And I'm going to let out a little bit of my aggravation here to start off. And I'm going to start with the Yankees. But don't worry, Mets fans, I'm getting to you. In terms of who I blame for what's going on with the Yankees, I blame the owner, the general manager, the manager, the coaches, and the players. I blame them all. Usually here on this show, we sit there and we parse through every word, every tick from Aaron Boone, everything he says and does and thinks and doesn't do. And has he made a bunch of mistakes? Yes, pretty much every time he's put, most of the time that he's put Devin Williams into an important game this season, except for about a month of the season. So, yeah. And every time there were no repercussions when a player made a hellacious move and was never benched, didn't come out of the game, no problem, nothing. No ramifications for mistakes. Yeah, I mean, we can blame Aaron Boone, and we can blame the Yankees system and the minor leagues, and we can blame all this other stuff for what's been happening with the Yankees and the lackadaisical play. All of it. We can blame them. But I also do blame the players. I do. I blame the players. Because how is it that the Yankees could face George Costanza today on the mound, Jason Alexander. The Yankees were non-competitive today in this baseball game. They lost to the Astros 7-1. And it's one thing when you lose to the Astros and like it's, I don't know, Framber Valdez on the mound or somebody like that. Like, if they have somebody who's, you know, fantastic pitching or whatever it is, okay, whatever. This guy, Jason Alexander, who pitched for them, who started for them today, he came into the game with a 5.92 ERA. And I'm not trying to belittle the guy and say he's junk. He's a guy they picked up this season, Houston. Has been a bullpen arm, a starter, both this season. And he's just a guy, and he's just an arm. And that's who he is. And has had some good outings, pitched well his last game, has had some bad outings. I went through everyone, his game log, every outing this season. There are plenty of bad games from Jason Alexander. There would have to be when you come in was a 5.92 ERA. You're obviously not a, you know, second coming of Cy Young. You're not when you have a 5.92 ERA. And Some guys have a better game, off game, whatever. These things happen. But you cannot be one hit. It is a bad approach. Something is wrong. You are not adjusting in game to what you are seeing. Something is wrong. Coaches, players, something is wrong when you get one hit off of George Costanza for six innings. That's a problem. That happened today. And then you're Max Fried. And for the first 17 starts of the season, you were on a Cy Young pace. And you know, pitching incredibly well. And ERA, I think it was 1.92 through the first 17 starts of the season. And he was terrific. And then, yes, he had the blister. We all know that. But since the blister, he's been terrible and hittable. And it's one thing to listening to Max Fried talk after the game. He had an approach. I think because the bullpen is so overworked and because the Yankee starting pitching doesn't go deep into games, he put all this pressure on himself to not only win today, but also to try and go deep in the game. He wanted to be efficient. He wanted to pitch to contact. He was saying after the game, weak contact. That's what he's trying to do. Early in the count, weak contact. The problem is he wasn't generating weak contact. And clearly Houston and that lineup had a plan. He said that. They had a plan against him. And they were jumping on pitches in the strike zone, laying off the ones that weren't, and jumping all over Max Fried, running up his pitch count, wearing him out, and getting him out of the ballgame. So much for that plan. And on this day, when the Yankees offense was going to do bupkis, one run on a heads-up play from Jazz Chisholm on a sac fly. Other than that, they did nothing all day, losing 7-1. Well, you can't put your team in a 4-0 hole and then have to go to the bullpen and watch the bullpen do their thing again. So I blame everybody on the Yankee side, but I don't give for all that we get on around these parts. And that's me included. And we lambast Brian Cashman, and we lambast all the time Aaron Boone, and that's fine. But for all the complaints about the GM and the coaches, the players, this also falls on them. And I don't think we talk about that enough with the Yankees. I think we get so fixated on blaming Aaron Boone, and fine, you want to blame him? Go ahead. You know, certainly, plenty of blame there. And I've been doing that for weeks and weeks. I feel like months of blaming Aaron Boone. But it's not Aaron Boone's fault when a player forgets how many outs there are. It's Boone's fault that that guy doesn't get benched. Sure, that there's no ramifications. It's not Aaron Boone's fault when a player gets picked off first base on a pop-up to second, and then says he would do it again. It's Boone's fault that that player says he would do it again, and that, you know, he should be benched. Sure. But then it happens. These guys know better. They know better than that. I don't care what they say. They know better. Everybody knows that you have to pay attention to how many outs there are in a game. And everybody, you see a pitcher, And you're getting one hit by a guy who doesn't have elite stuff. Make adjustments. So that's the Yankees. Now, can they, will they still make the postseason? Maybe. Maybe they will. Schedule gets easier, but right now, The sad part about the fact that they are only a half game in front of Cleveland, what makes the whole thing even more pathetic, that the Yankees are only a half game up on the Cleveland Guardians. To give you an idea of how sorry this whole thing is, the Yankees' payroll is $298 million. Cleveland's payroll is $98 million. Yankees spent $200 million more for their roster than Cleveland did for theirs. And on top of that, the Yankees were buyers at the deadline. The Yankees traded for seven new players, built up that back of the bullpen, right? Big buyers, the Yankees, at the trade deadline. What did Cleveland do? Cleveland, they were sellers at the deadline. And on top of that, Cleveland has two relievers who are suspended for a gambling scandal, including their star closer, Class A. So imagine you're a team, the Cleveland Guardians, and the Yankees outspend you by $200 million. The Yankees are buyers. You are sellers at the deadline. And you are missing two of your relief pitchers, including your star closer, for a gambling scandal. That sounds to me like a team that is not even trying to make the postseason. They're not trying to make the postseason. They sold. They didn't buy. And they are one half game back of the Yankees for the last wild card spot. How sad is that? Pathetic. And then we turn to the New York Mets. And the thing with the Mets, so with the Yankees, I said there's blame to go around with everybody. Well, of course there's blame to go around with the Mets. I don't really blame the owner. If you want to call in and tell me how you can think of blaming the owner in the case of the Mets, I don't know. I think the owner's pretty good, actually. But you want to blame the general manager. You want to blame the manager. You want to blame the hitting coaches. I'm totally fine on that. You want to say that the Mets and the Mets lineup underachieving all season long is a result of the approach from those hitting coaches, and you just want to make a change. I'm fine with all of that. Call, tell me why, fine. And you want to blame the players on the Mets side. Also, cool, fine. But I'll tell you who right now has my ire, if this is sports therapy, the Mets edition of it. And that's David Stearns, the general manager. And if you listen to my program, then you know, generally, I am a huge fan of the Mets president of baseball operations. I guess not officially the general manager. The president of baseball operations, David Stearns. I'm a big fan of his. I think he is a very smart guy with a really good track record, obviously, of success in Milwaukee. Help build the infrastructure that has continued on to be successful even without him there. And a lot of the moves that he made, certainly some of the moves last year, were successful. I'm a fan of David Stearns. I think he is a very smart baseball man. However, if we're going to applaud him when he does well, then gotta rip him when things don't go right. And David Stearns took a team that went to the National League Championship Series last year and had, therefore, World Series hopes this season. And the starting rotation, he just decided that he was going to be smarter than everybody else. And he was going to be clever. And he was going to get cute with it. And he was going to take a chance that either Sean Manaea, who has a history of some injury issues and had a half a season last year of pitching like an ace, had found something enough to be the ace of this year's staff. Or that Kodai Senga, who had pitched well his first year in the big leagues, then was injured all of last year, that he, therefore, coming off of a missed year, injury problems, that he might be the ace of this year's Mets staff. And then on top of that, what he was going to do is take an approach of tonnage. Throw a lot of guys out there, have a ton of depth, and figure that you're going to hit with some of them. And the some of them are going to be guys you gamble on. So is that a Frankie Montas, who has had injury issues and struggled in the past, but your buddies in Milwaukee tell you there's a little something with an arm slot, they think they found something, and you decide to jump on the market and negotiate with against yourself for a two-year deal for $34 million for Frankie Montas. Then you go for Clay Holmes. And by the way, I like that move. I still like that move, even though it seems like Clay Holmes has hit a wall. But I think a three-year plan of converting him into a starting pitcher will eventually be a cost-effective strategy. And part of what was smart about it was that when he hit a wall this year, you could transfer him to the bullpen and have somebody who could be a, he doesn't have to be your closer, but, you know, he's a proven effective relief pitcher that could be a setup man. And that versatility. And it seemed like a smart move. And I still think that one, I get it. But if you're going to do that, then you're not also tossing in Griffin Canning, another gamble from the Angels. He pitched really well to start the season. Then he, maybe overexposed a little to the league. The league caught on, wasn't pitching as well. Then he got hurt. Now he's gone for the season. And just having all of these guys, but not having, God bless David Peterson. The Mets pitching staff is on a historic run of lack of length from starters. 53 straight starts from the Mets, and only one starting pitcher on the staff in 53 straight starts has been able to go six plus innings. That has not happened, apparently, since at least 1901. Now, maybe it never happened ever, but that's as far back as they looked. But at least since 1901. So that's right now, since June 13th, when this whole swoon started for the Mets. Their starting pitching, which had carried them in the first couple months of the season, and then fell apart. The starting pitching has been averaging the least innings per nine out of any starting staff in the National League. They're getting no length out of those starters. And not just no length, but of course, the ERA is high, putting the team in a hole, taxing the bullpen, and then we can blame the hitters, and I do, especially the star players, Lindor, Nimmo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Stars have to play like stars for a team to get where they need to go. So that's on those star hitters. But guys also press when every game, the starting pitcher, 4 out of 5 days is knocked out in the fourth or fifth inning. And you find that you're at a deficit to start off. Today, they had a lead. Manaea couldn't get through, couldn't give him 5 innings. Couldn't do it. And bullpen ultimately gave up some runs, and they lost yet again. And like the Yankees, is everything in front of them in the same way Aaron Boone, you know, says that, and Carlos Mendoza still believes in his guys? Sure. And it's not like the Cincinnati Reds are such world beaters that it's impossible to hold them off. The Mets just need to play, turn the page, and start playing decent baseball. But in order to do that, I think you have to change something. Call up one of the young prospect starting pitchers from the minors. Sproat, McClain, put them into the starting rotation over Montas and inject some energy into this ball club, which is lacking right now. And got to do something. But David Stearns, this is on him, the state of this starting rotation. He could have traded for Garrett Crochet when the Red Sox did that. I know they liked the Red Sox package that they were offering better, but if you're the Mets, offer whatever the heck you have to offer. Jet Williams, Sproat, offer it all for Crochet. Anything to get a guy like that. An ace. A young ace. The way the Red Sox did. But Mets starting pitching is woefully short. And unless something changes soon on that front, it is certainly possible. It shouldn't be for two teams that are $300 million payroll teams. But it's possible that the Yankees and Mets, who went to the World Series and the NLCS last year, all the good vibes that were there, could both find themselves on the outside looking in with the postseason. 888-808-1019. You want to call in Yankees and Mets Therapy. That's the phone number. Or you want to call in and tell me, flip the page, New York football, Giants and Jets, what were the most important takeaways? What were your key takeaways from Giants preseason game number one and Jets preseason game number one? We're going to get into that over the course of the show. I'm excited about that. That's how bad baseball is. I am very excited about two football teams that collectively won 7 games last year. TGIF, thank goodness. Football is coming. 888-808-1019. That's the phone number. We've got Mark, James, and Kyle on hold. Mark, James, and Kyle, quick break. Right back with your calls.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.